Metro boys matchup between two of the top programs here in the Cedar Rapids Marion area. As this evening, it'll be the Lindbergh Lions taking on the number 10 rated Cougars of Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Great to have you with us, Scott Unash, alongside former Prairie coach Phil Dunn here courtside at the Lindbergh Gym as we get ready for another chapter in what has been probably, Phil, over the last at least decade, maybe a little bit more than a decade, arguably, and I think it is, has been the best rivalry as far as the Metro is concerned.
It certainly has, Scott. You know, look at what these two ball clubs have done over the years. These programs have a ton of success, both of them. You've got conference championships, you've got state tournament, state championships. Both of these ball clubs are going to continue on with that tradition this year. You've got two very quality ball clubs up there. Different names for the Lindbergh Lions than what we've been used to call them the last few years. And Kennedy Cougars are going to have a few of the same kids back that we've been talking about the past years. Looks to be a great ball game here tonight.
Yeah, and you talk about the names have changed, but the one constant for Lindbergh over the years has been a Bohannon, whether it be Jason or Zach or Matt or Jordan. Well, for the first time since 2002, I beg your pardon, there's not a Bohannon on the Lindbergh basketball team. Of course, Jordan playing down for the University of Iowa and Fran McCaffrey in Iowa City. And it's a different look. In fact, we talked to Chris Robertson before the ball game. He said aside from basically a couple of guys, and one of them's not going to play tonight, these guys don't have any varsity experience whatsoever, yet they got in the first game of the year against the Bettendorf Bulldogs.
That's right, and it's a team that's dangerous in that regard, because if you're Kennedy and you're trying to figure out how to play them and how to defend them, you don't have a whole lot of time to go off of just that first game against Bettendorf, because you don't have a whole lot of stuff from last year and things that they've done. So they're kind of in the dark going into this one in a little bit. Don't feel sorry for Lindbergh, though. I mean, you talk to other coaches, and Lindbergh's still going to be a good basketball club. They got some good shooters all the way up and down the lineup. They're going to be a threat. We've seen that a lot, where they come out and they've been able to shoot the three ball. So they're going to stretch the defenses that way. And then they've also got a really good young player in Trey Hutchison, sophomore playing varsity. A lot of people like the upside of him.
Yeah, 6'5 and a sophomore, came up, got a his feet wet a little bit as a freshman last year, but he's the leading scorer of the Lions. He had 14 points and 6 boards in the win against the Bettendorf Bulldogs. Both these teams come in 1-0. We mentioned Lindbergh with the win on Saturday night here against the Bettendorf Bulldogs in a girl-boy doubleheader. Kennedy started their season Saturday night at Dubuque Wallerts, and that was a non-conference game, much like this one is tonight. They will meet later on in the year over at Kennedy in the game that will actually count in the conference standings. But the Cougars got a nice win on the road. Anytime you win at Dubuque Wallerts, you're not going to give it back, and the Cougars did that on Saturday night.
Yeah, and Dubuque Wallerts, another one of those programs that's had a lot of success over the years, and they got a player playing down at Iowa too with the Pemsel. That's a different ball club up there. They got a lot of new players in there, but like you say, it's one of the toughest places to go in the Mississippi Valley Conference to go and try to get a win. It's very difficult to go up there. Coach McCollin joked about how the student section must get extra credit points or something like that to show up and be loud, because it's a great environment to play basketball. So that is a great win for the Cougars to go out and start their season with.
High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union here on KGYM. Again tonight, thanks to Dan Hillers, Tom Chelstrom, everybody at First Federal for helping out. We do appreciate that. Check them out online at firstfedcu.com and stop by and tell them that everybody at KGYM sent you out there. This Kennedy team, a lot of experience back from last year. Drake Brewster, Derek Diggins, Jackson Foley came up as a sophomore last year. Malik Haynes, Nick Deer, Matt Burst, up and down the line. You name them, they played for Cedar Rapids Kennedy. So it's a team that has got some length to it, 6'6", 6'4", lots of guards as well. Foley can handle the basketball. They can beat you from the inside. They can beat you from the outside. They can beat you off the dribble. And talking with head coach John McCallum before we got going, he's very, very optimistic going into this season.
Yeah, he is. And they got a lot of versatility. You mentioned the different things that they can do with off the dribble and on the interior. Starts with Drake Brewster. He's a returner. A lot of experience, been playing since he's a sophomore. Believe he's going to go play Upper Iowa next year, basketball, up in Fayette. And they really like what he does. They said he could play any position on the floor. He can be a point guard all the way down to the post. Very versatile for them. The other thing that Cedar Rapids Kennedy brings to the table is their different style of defense. You know, Coach Robertson talked about that when we talked to him in the pregame. You don't see it very often, so it's hard to replicate in practice. It's hard to get your kids ready for it. You almost got to play through it a little bit at the start of the ball game before you get a feel for it. But really different. And Coach McCowan's going to do some different things differently this year as well, too, defensively. He talked to us how he's going to be changing things up and, making Lindmar adjust on the fly, so to speak.
Still play that trademark jump and switch defense. Like you said, it's very hard to replicate for your opponent as far as practice is concerned. It's a unique defense, and you got to talk a lot. It's very tough to play against, certainly. And like you said, against defenses, and it doesn't even have to be after a made basket. They just might do it on the fly.
Yeah. Besides that defense, which they switch all their screens and all that sort of, which a lot of teams don't have, so it's a little bit different, an adjustment. Said they're going to be playing a 1-3-1. They'll play a 3-2. They're going to be playing a really sag kind of man type defense as well. So they're really going to vary things and try to put the pressure on the offensive team to not handle it very well. And they had success at Dubuque Wallert. They said Dubuque Wallert had 25 turnovers in that first game up there in Dubuque, and that was on their home floor. So that those changing defenses paid off for them in that first game.
For Lindmar tonight, they will be without the services of one of their returners, one of the two guys that got a lot of experience last year. And that is Reese Phillips, was injured late in the Bettendorf game. He is not going to be dressed tonight, and he will sit this one out. And you talk about Phillips, a very good athlete, all-district quarterback, as far as the Lion football team is concerned. And Lindmar is going to miss him. That's going to shorten the rotation a little bit for the Lions. Still probably going to go about 7 or 8 deep. You know what you're going to get from Chris Robertson. He's going to play straight up man-to-man. They're going to get after you. Might press a little bit. Made buckets or made free throws. But he's not going to change a whole lot what's worked right over the last decade.
Yeah, and they've got a little bit of everything, so to speak. I mean, they've got some decent size in the interior with Hutchison. He's 6'5", and they've got a 6'4 post player starting. So 6'5", 6'4 is going to match up comparably against the Kennedy lineup here as far as your size is concerned. But, having kids, one thing that Coach Robertson's got to feel good about is with the newcomers coming, you get to play on the home court. They did against Bettendorf, against the crosstown rival. Now they're getting their first taste of it here in Lindmar. That helps a little bit as opposed to going on the road with all these young kids over to Kennedy in a hostile gym and that sort of thing. Kind of helps their mindset, I think, maybe be a little bit more confident coming into this one.
Yeah, and the Cougars, of course, playing their second road here. And they mentioned this one's a non-conference affair. Both these teams basically had all kinds of problems finding non-conference opponents. The CIML, of course, with their new alignment, they're not playing non-conference games against the eastern part of the state. They're basically playing a round-robin schedule over in that part of the state. And both these teams needed some games and said, hey, why not?
Yeah, so it's a great rivalry. We talked about that in the opening part of the show here, Scott, where how these teams have gone back a long ways and went back and forth in very close contests. One of the things that I thought was interesting coming out, too, is kind of a connection between these two programs is Coach Nelson. Scott Nelson, assistant coach for Lindmar, was at Kennedy for a long time with Coach Fontana. His kids go here to Lindmar, and then he kind of made the move over here to Lindmar. It's kind of fun watching them talk to the coaches, and they know each other really well, and they compete during the game, but when the game's over, they're good friends again, so that's kind of neat to see.
Yeah, Coach Nelson's son had 26 tonight in the sophomore game. The Lindmar sophomores beat Kennedy tonight, 62-54. Last year's game, they played once. It was right here at Lindmar, and the Lions won 76-55. In fact, Linmar's put together a pretty good streak. They've won seven out of the last eight. The last Kennedy regular season win was at the U.S. Cellular Center in that terrific game in 2015 to go to the state tournament, and the Cougars won it 58-54. The last regular season Kennedy win, you got to go back to 2012, and that was a 56-51 game. That was the Cody Bell, Alex Hayden, Josh Dallas team back then against Marcus Page in his senior year. And of course, they met again in the sub-state at Prairie, that memorable game, that the Marcus Page game that Linmar won 83-77 in double overtime to go to the state tournament. But we've had overtime games, we've had sub-state games, we had a third place consolation final between these two schools over the last decade plus, and it's always been a good one.
It has, and people still talk about that game that with Marcus Page out at Prairie, the double overtime game, and they talk about, you know, they were there or they were listening to it or, you know, whatever little personal angle they have on it, but that was as a memorable game as you'll see. And, you know, if both of these teams have a projected year, good year, the success that we think they'll have, because I think both these teams will probably do pretty well this year. That second contest a little bit later in the year, boy, that'll be raise the tension a little bit here too. Going into it might mean something in conference play.
And who knows, maybe they'll get put in the same sub-state when all is said and done. We'll have to wait and see on that. Long way to go and a lot of basketball to be played prior to that. Kennedy Cougars and the Linmar Lions getting ready to go out of here from the Linmar gym tonight. Not a bad crowd assembled here for a chilly Tuesday night. We look behind us and just about full. And then on the other side, the Linmar students with their whiteout tonight. Kennedy is going with the blackout tonight for their students here at the Linmar gym. Let's go ahead and set our starting lineups tonight. First of all, for the visitors, the Kennedy Cougars, they come in 1-0, rated number 10 in the state in Class 4A. They got their season off with a win at Dubuque Willard in a non-conference on Saturday night. For the Cougars, they will go with three guards. At one guard, it'll be number 12, Matt Burst. He is a 6'2 senior, averaging 2 points and 6 rebounds. He's going to go play baseball in Illinois State next year. Very good baseball player for head coach Fred Hoyer and the Cougars. Also at a guard, it'll be number 25, Jackson Foley, 5'7 and a junior. Don't let 5'7 fool you. He is plays a lot bigger than that. Foley averaging 15 points per ball game, was 3 out of 4 from 3-point land at Dubuque Waller. Also at a guard, number 1, Malik Haynes, 6'1 and a senior, averaging 10 points per ball game. And up front for the Cougars, the two leading returning scorers. It'll be Derek Diggins, 6'3", and a junior. Diggins at 16 points per ball game. He was 5 out of 7 from the field up at Wallert. And also up front, it'll be number 2, Drake Brewster, 6'6", and a senior. He's headed to Upper Iowa next year to play for the Peacocks. And Brewster, 18 points, 6 rebounds per game. The head coach for the Kennedy Cougars in his fourth, John McCowan, assistant Williams, and Jeff Rubis and Ben Ether. Now the starting lineup for the home team, the Linmar Lions, also 1-0 on the season. And Linmar with the win over Bettendorf back on Saturday night. For the Lions, they will go with a three-guard unit as well. At one guard, it'll be number 10, Tyler Bobus, 6 feet senior, 11 points in the opener for the Lions against Bettendorf, 5 out of 9 shooting from the field. Also at a guard, it'll be number 12, Cole Martin, a 5'11 junior, 9 points per ball game. Nolan Ruff will be the third guard, number 15. Ruff, a 6 foot junior, averaging 7 points per ball game. And up front, it'll be at a forward, number 20, Trey Hutchison, 6'5 and a 14.6 rebound game against the Bettendorf Bulldogs. Also up front will be Nate Annis, 6'4 and a junior. Annis wears number 44, 3 points, and for Annis, 4 rebounds a game. The head coach for the Linmar Lions is Chris Robertson, assisted by Jordan Printy and by Scott Nelson. So those are your starting lineups, and we are going to get our national anthem here coming up in just a couple of moments, and I believe it's going to be done by a whole bunch of elementary school students that are going to be singing right in front of us. So we will stand and honor America before Lynmar and Kennedy with tonight's national anthem.
Future talent here, Scott.
Yeah, about I'd say about 100 or so elementary school students for Lynmar here doing the national anthem before this one here tonight. Cougars will be the wearing their visiting gold uniforms with a green trim, the green numbers and green letters with Cougars across the front trimmed in white, and the Lions in their home white uniforms with the black numbers and black letters trimmed in red with Lions across the front and the black and red striping down the side. And some of the keys to Lynmar and Kennedy part one.
Lynmar shooters, Scott. One of the things we talked about, touched on it earlier in our pregame. They got a lot of good shooters. They got basketball kids out. Kids you may not have heard a whole lot about, but they can put the ball in the hole. And that's one of the points of emphasis for Coach McCowan in identifying shooters in the defense. So that's the one problem you could have with that. Switching of screens and all that sort of stuff. They give a lot of help on the backside. If Lynmar can skip the ball over the top of that, they could have a little success with it if they can knock down the three. Kennedy switching their defense. How does Lynmar attack it? If they're going from zone, they do this and that. The inexperience of Lynmar, are they prepared for it? Are they going to be able to make adjustments during the ball game? And then lastly, I think, Scott is... to take care of the basketball. Dubuque Wallard had 25 turnovers against Kennedy in the first game. Lynmar doesn't want to be anywhere near that. They want to be less than half of that coming into this ball game. So Kennedy's ability to produce turnovers will lead to run out on the other end. Lynmar's going to have to try and take care of the basketball, not let that happen.
Well, I think one thing to watch for as well, you mentioned Kennedy caused 25 turnovers against Dubuque Wallard, and Lynmar's got two junior guards out there, no Reese Phillips tonight, to help out. So Cole Martin and Nolan Ruff, that's going to be a big, big assignment for them tonight and a big test.
Yeah, Kennedy's got the experience going into this one. They've been through this. They've been through this matchup between Kennedy and Lynmar. Maybe they know how to handle their emotions a little bit better. We'll see.
Lineups. Bananas, Martin, and Ruff. For Lynmar, Burst, Diggins, Brewster, Foley, and Haynes for Kennedy. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union about to get underway here this evening from the Lynmar gym. We'll keep you updated on the scores throughout the night here as well. Marion Girls already up 14-0. Who are they playing tonight?
Independence.
Jefferson and Davenport North playing tonight in boys basketball. They played early, and North had a big lead in the fourth quarter in that one. Set to go. Tipping it up will be Frank Hutchinson for the Lions against Derek Diggins for the Cougars. 6'4". Now check that. 6'5 against 6'4". And we are set to go here from the Lions Den here tonight. Ball in the air, tip controlled by Jackson Foley and the Cougars, and we're underway. There's an backdoor lob and alley-oop, and it hit the rim, and Kennedy will retain possession as it was chased down by Matt Burst. They tried to go to Diggins on the alley-oop.
He was looking for the dunk on that.
Burst far side, Nice bounce down low. Brewster with the pump fake and gets the layup as he went down on the block against Annis.
And here you go, Kennedy now. Looks like they're going to be 1-2-2, three-quarter court.
2-0 in favor of the Cougars, just underway. Martin, long up-court pass, and stolen away. Tipped and stolen. Lead pass to Burst. On the drive, cut off by Annis. Back to Brewster. Fakes, drives, in all the way. Hangs, puts it up, in and out, no good, and the rebound to the Lions.
Look, that time Kennedy did right down the heart of the lane, not able to finish off.
Cougars man-to-man. And the pass goes into the backcourt. And the pressure causing turnovers, two of them already against the Lions.
First two possessions that Linmar have resulted in turnovers.
Diggins to inbound in the backcourt. Linmar will pick Kennedy up man-to-man. It's going to be Cole Martin on Jackson Foley. Brings it up as they work the weave down the lane. A kick out to the right corner. Haynes for three, no, and the rebound to Hutchison. Had a good block out that time to the sophomore.
And Kennedy in the miss, after the miss is in the man.
Skip pass cross court, extra pass, Hutchison, ball fake, drives, puts it in one hand, no, got his own rebound, puts it up off the glass, rimming no, back cat loose, picked up by Malik Green to the corner. And Kennedy will set it up here with Foley. 2-0 Kennedy, we played. Nice crossover dribble, Foley. Nice drop off pass to Burst for the easy two.
Kennedy is the aggressor on the offensive end. They're moving well without the basketball. They got good people movement, not just good ball movement.
Dribble penetration hurting the Lions here in the early going. Crossover dribble, left hand floater up and good for Nolan Roth, who went right down the heart of the lane.
Little floater, that's a tough shot to make.
Diggins all the way back, and he beat his man off the crossover, and Bobas stopped the dunk with a foul.
That was a quick move up here, about 15 feet away from the basket with that crossover.
And he accelerated out of it.
Yeah, he did. He just went right by two Linmar defenders.
Inbound, Brewster going one-on-one, puts up the no good. Haynes high. And we're going to have a foul on Linmar. That's going to be the second on Tyler Bovis.
So are they already, Scott? They're going to be limited with foul trouble already with him coming out.
Dylan Hand will come in for the Lions, 6'3 senior, and Bovis will come out. 4-2 in favor of the Cougars, just underway. Hands looking, high lob pass, gets it in the right elbow. Group break Brewster will put up the jumper, can't get the roll, and Hutchison with another rebound.
Rebound number three in the early going.
Bounce pass left side, Annis collects it, doubled. Pass out front to Hutchison, back in. Blink, three-pointer on the way. Short that time, no good by Ruff, and the rebound to Kennedy.
Luke Haynes.
Foley, long outlet pass to Burst. Little shake and bake move, goes up, no good, and the rebound loose on the baseline, and we got a tied ball as Hutchison tied up there by Burst, and the arrow will give it to Linmar.
Good effort both ways. Get up! This one, now, yeah, the light's not working. I think they're doing a little maintenance work here at the bench.
No lights there, but it should be Linmar ball.
Yep.
There we go. Mitch Maiman's got it going. Good job, Mitch. In case Dad's home listening. We miss you, Scott. 4-2, Lions against the full court pressure. Ball tipped away. Martin picks it back up. A half bend to Ruff. Gets it down low to Annis, cross-court pass. Here's Hand for three. Too strong with no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds, and it's going to stay with the Lions. Quick jumpers on both teams here.
Yeah, it is, and they're both really battling after the basketball. That ball is loose. You got both teams going at it really aggressive.
Nick Deere will come in for the Cougars. All-district quarterback and turned wide receiver, 6'2 senior. Inbound to Annis. Over to Hutchison, Kennedy up by two. Good pass down low, and a blocking foul called on Deer as he tried to draw the charge against Annis.
And out of bounds, they said he wasn't going into a shot yet. Baseline set.
Ty Jenkins, speaking of footballers, will come in.
Well, Kennedy does. He likes to sub a lot, and he subs early and often, tries to keep people fresh.
6'2 junior, Ty. Ruff looking to get it in, still looking, goes back door with the bounce. Martin hangs, puts it up with the left hand, no. And a rebound by Foley. Cougars in transition. Foley back to Deer out beyond the arc left side. Comes right off the high ball screen. Kicks it outside. Three-pointer on the way and ring it up for Kai Jenkins.
Coming off the bench, making an impact right away.
Kennedy shots 7 of 15 up at Wallert, 47% from three-point land. They start well here.
And that time Kennedy was in the full court man-to-man.
Lions working the wave, stop and go move. Now a handoff to Ruff, bounce in the right corner, follow away three, Hutchison missed everything, Annis the rebound, forces it up, no contact play on, Haynes the other way. One on three, he'll stop, waits for the trailer, Jenkins, three-pointer, no, and the rebound out of there to Lindmar.
There has been some contact down here at this end of the floor, Scott, and they're letting him play.
7-2 lead. Martin behind the back with the dribble, trying to free himself for Foley. Doubled out front. Finally gets it out of there. And plays catch with Martin. Little head and shoulder fake. Gets it to Ruff as they work the triangle left. Foley playing off of him and the Cougar man. Hand, high post. Hutchison turns. Has a mismatch on Foley. Fake now puts up the three. No. Have a foul underneath on Kennedy.
We'll find out.
Nope, Kennedy. Deer.
Deer, they said, yeah, the push off on trying to get position.
So that's his second.
Kennedy got a lot of new kids coming in right now on this break.
Cougars.
Diggins wasn't out long.
Isaiah Harris will come in for 6'3 senior guard. Diggins also back in. Burst also back in. Hand back over to Ruff in the corner. Jacob Robertson into the game now for Lindmar. Coach Chris Robertson's son, and there's a steal by Burst. Getting into the passing lane. Goes up with it. Left it short. Rebound back tap. Loose. Burst dives for it. Kept it alive at Ruff. And the pass to the interior was kicked from Lindmar basketball.
Kennedy trying to get it going, Lindmar trying to get it going in transition. Couldn't get anything going back. Kennedy with a kick, stopping the ball.
Jacob Robertson in there, 6'2 junior. Inbound to Hutchison, drives the lane, double pump hanger, no offensive foul though.
Brewster was the Cougar that stood in there and took the charge.
First on Hutchison, team foul number 3 on the Lions.
Hutchison extending to the rim, trying to get something going.
7-2 lead for Kennedy. Diggins, Brewster, back. Jenkins and Harris in there right now for Kennedy. Brewster between the leg with a dribble. Nice little pass underneath with Diggins for the easy layup on the little pick and roll. Timeout Lindmar.
Explosive right there. That was an explosive move. Four Diggins getting down to the baseline that time.
30-second timeout going to be taken by the Lions, and Kennedy up 9-2 here in the early going.
Coach Robertson talking to the official that time on the break, talking about a screen there. He thought maybe Kennedy was screening a little bit illegal with their arms.
Good start, though, for the Cougars.
I tell you what, they're the ones that are being the aggressor, especially at the offensive end. They're really attacking the rim hard. They got good moves. They're moving really well without the ball. Moving with a purpose out there as well. They're understanding where each other are on the floor and moving the basketball.
Lindmar will come out with Jake Robertson, Hutchison, Ruff, Martin, and Hand for the Lions. Picking them up with a man-to-man. Little token pressure shown. Now they're going to try to trap out of it here. Martin picks it up over in the far corner. Over to Hutchison along the far sideline. Kennedy's length. This is where I think this half-court trap could really pay dividends.
They're coming out of a break, wanting to do something different.
Bounce down low to Robertson. Turnaround shot, left it short. Tipped up, no good. Third effort up and in. Down on the block by Hutchison.
That was kept alive in there. Dylan Hand had got a paw on it to begin with.
Diggins, nice feed to Brewster for the layup on another pick and roll.
Two guys going with the basketball, nobody on him. Brewster rolling down the lane, they find him.
That is a top two-man game there if you're an opponent for Kennedy with Brewster and Diggins going at it. Ruff circling out top. Picked up there by Isaiah Harris, or Kai Jenkins, I beg your pardon. Down the left baseline. Hutchison looking to go one-on-one. Backs his way in. Kicks it out to Hand for three. No. Rebound up high. Moves picked up by Kennedy as Burst gets it. Cross court to Jenkins. And he'll leave it up top for Diggins. To Brewster. 2 minutes to play first quarter. Kennedy up 11-4. Stop and go move by Diggins. Takes it right baseline. Cross court pass tip. Picked up by Jenkins. Drives in. Puts up the off-balance floater. No. Rebounded by Robertson. And Lindmar with the basketball in front court against the Kennedy man, circling right with it. Ruff got doubled, tried to kick it to the wing, and it's tipped out of bounds, and it's going to stay with the Lions.
Sideline out in front of the student section across the way.
Bovis coming back in with two fouls for Lindmar. That's a little different strategy for Chris Robertson.
Yeah, a lot of times the kids get two, he'll sit them. Most of that first half, not wanting to pick up his third, but we need to get something going on the offensive end.
Haynes and Foley back in for Kennedy, working the weave up top, back to Bovis, picked up by Brewster. Out top, Hand with the stop and go move, kicks it outside, Ruff for three, short, and the weak side board to Matt Burst.
Kennedy gonna walk it up this time, one of the rare times. He's been pushing usually.
Kennedy by seven. Nice bounce to the left of the lane. The layup, though, short by Brewster. And Hutchison with another board. He's got a bunch of them here so far. Quickly, Robertson in the front court. Down on the left block. Hand back to Robertson for three. No. Rebound loose. Out of bounds. It'll go to Kennedy. Last touch there by Vobis.
Well, Robertson got the open look. Not able to get it to go. And Coach Mom Brewster, I thought maybe he was asking to come out. It looked like he was a little tired, but they're going to say play through it. Final 50 seconds.
50 seconds to play. Foley on the right side as Kennedy goes spread court. Circling left. Now down the lane all the way in. Diggins layup good. Counter the foul. Just blew by the defense that time.
Is that on Volvis?
Yep, that's his third foul.
He's going to be coming out of the ball game now for sure.
Sorry, Diggins was pretty darn good last year, but he has gained an explosive step over the summer.
He's pretty quick. He gets by people. He got another gear once he gets into a lane. How's that hurt Lindmar now, Scott Volvis? He'll have to sit the second quarter for sure.
Diggins gives Kennedy a 2-point lead. Cougars 14, Lindmar 4. Little three-quarter court pressure, bringing it up. Ruff goes back door to Robertson for the easy layup. Found him underneath, wide open.
And we'll beat the press.
Jacob Robertson. Diggins in front court, 26 seconds. Diggins, stutter dribble. Now he'll pull up for the high arching three. Strong with it, no good. Back tapped out of bounds. It'll go to Lindmar. And the Lions will have a shot at the last second bucket here.
We'll see what Kennedy does with the final 20 seconds defensively. Looks like they're matching man, Scott.
14-6, Ruff behind the back with the dribble. Almost lost his footing in front of us. Haynes going for the steal, couldn't get it. Now Ruff down the left side of the lane. Haynes puts it up off the glass and got the roll with 3 seconds. See if Kennedy can leave. Half-court shot on the way, and it's no good at the first quarter. After one, Cedar Rapids Kennedy 14 and the Lindmar Lions 8. We'll come back with second quarter action from Lindmar after this 1 minute timeout. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union on KGYM.
If you're not a fan of change, well, that makes you pretty much like everybody else. But stuff's gonna happen. New car, new house, new baby, maybe a new driver in the family. You have enough on your plate, so let your person take care of the insurance part. Just call or email. Let them know what's new and what's up, and they'll handle it. Nice. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
Between work, soccer practice, and everything else, I don't have time to keep track of the number of times I use my debit card, go to a certain ATM, or how many bills I pay online each month. I'm a good customer. How about a good reward?
First Federal Credit Union has a checking solution for your busy lifestyle. It's no strings checking. You earn 5% APY on your first $500 balance. No other conditions. No monthly fee, no minimum balance, no strings. You deserve a credit union that puts you first. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
Back with you here, it's Lindmar. Cedar Rapids Kennedy with a 14-8 lead here over the Linmar Lions. Cougar basketball as we open up the second quarter. Foley in there, Brewster, along with Haynes, Burst, and Diggins to the starting five for head coach John McCowan. High lob pass, too tall for Brewster, and stolen out of there by Ruff.
Nice help from the backside that time for Linmar and Ruff.
First Kennedy turnover. Linmar had four in that first quarter of the play. Hand on the dribble drive, takes the left free throw line, hooks the pass to Robertson. Hill set for three, off the left side, no, and Burst high to get the board. Linmar with Hutchison in there, along with Ruff, Robertson, Hand, and also in there is Jack Gersten for the Lions. He's 6'6 junior. Inside, leaner good by Brewster, just took Hutchison right down on the block. Right,
just pulled him over with that strength that time and went up strong off the glass.
Kennedy by 8, 16-8. Cougars have led by as many as 10. Linmar has never led in the game. Ruff outside the arc right side. Puts it on the floor. Circles left against Brewster. Now they go cross court to Hand. Right back it comes to Hutchison. He'll drive baseline in all the way. Good shovel pass underneath for the easy layup for Jack Gersten.
And Hutchison drew the crowd along the baseline. Little one-hand touch pass.
Unselfish.
Got the assist.
16-10. Bounce left to the lane. Brewster all the way in and scores. Split a double team.
Kennedy's done that several times, Scott, where passes to the wing and he just cuts down the lane. They find him back. Quick cuts causing problems for the Linmar defense.
18-10. Good. Pass down low to Gerstner again for the easy layup. The assist to Ruff.
He got lost that time. Kennedy defense lost him.
Cougars by 6, 18-12. Foley coming off the high ball screen right. No look pass over to Brewster. Doubled, back out top to Haynes. Puts it on the floor on the drive. Right hand double pumper, no good. Tipped, kept it alive, and Gerstner with the rebound.
The length of Linmar right now with Gerstner and Hand out there, that's causing problems for Kennedy.
Hand, a quick three, no, and Linmar's 0 for the game from three-point land.
He burst with his fourth rebound.
Kennedy will hold it up here with the six-point lead. Under six to play first half. Brewster between the circles to Diggins. And we're going to have a timeout taken here by Kennedy. And let's see, a 30 or a 60. Looks like it's going to be, no, we're going to get a full timeout. Got a full timeout taken here by the Cougars, so we'll take a break as well. We'll take a 30-second timeout. 18-12, Kennedy on top. Back to Linmar in 30 seconds here on KGYM Sports.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
Back with you here in Linmar as the Cougars with a six-point lead. John McCown was not happy during that timeout with his offensive execution for his Cougars.
Yeah, I don't think he's happy with a couple of defensive possessions either down here at this end of the floor, talking about where they need to be and get their focus back. It's one thing about switching defense. He believes in those guys. He thinks they can execute it out there, but everybody has to be on the same page all the time.
Good to see our friend basketball junkie Tony Rowe here.
Who's over at Danport Neff, the Jeff North game before this.
Foley plays catch now with Brewster. He'll set things up for the Cougars. Kai Jenkins back into the game for Kennedy. Foley, little jab step, now gets the burst as the Cougars working that perimeter. 5:15 to play here in the opening half. Brewster, bullet pass down low. Here's a turnaround by Harris, and he got the roll.
Yeah, nice little softball that time. Lefty facing up in the lane.
Isaiah Harris, the first basket for the 6'3 senior. 20-12. Linmar basketball. His way in. Cross-court pass over the right wing. Three-pointer on the way. Off the back iron, no good by Cole Martin.
Burst is just clearing people out of there on those rebounds.
20-12, Brewster feed inside. Harris or Jenkins on the ball fake. Back to Brewster, driving down the left side of the lane. Took an extra step and traveled.
Yeah, going to his left that time. They jumped him, a little bit of contact, but he drug his pivot foot at the end.
Brewster will come out. And Derek Diggins back in. You're not going to see Diggins and Brewster out of the game at the same time too much.
And they're going to not be out too long either. Short periods of time.
Linmar basketball. Kirby Kerr into the game for the first time for the Lions. Senior also off that Linmar football team. Robertson. Outside it comes left wing. Putting it on the floor, driving right with it is Ruff. Takes a free throw line. Bounce down to Gersten.
Trying to get the ball into the post where they think they have a height advantage. Just couldn't get it. Once he got it there, he couldn't keep his pivot foot.
Gerster out. And Trey Hutchison back in for Linmar. Coming up on the halfway mark of the game, second quarter.
Linmar's man-to-man. They've been man-to-man the entire first half so far.
Foley with a stop-and-go move all the way in. Double pump hanger, no. Contact play on. Rebounded by Ruff. Power dribble cut up the left-hand boards for the Lions. Goes baseline with it. Hutchison all the way in. Hangs, puts it up. Rimming, no. And the rebound burst, tipped it out, and picked up by Kai Jenkins.
Thought maybe he might get a goaltending there. Burst, he can get up.
It was barely off the rim. Bowling, circling left. Gets it over now. Up top to Burst. He'll put up the three. Short, front iron and off, and the rebound to Linmar. Here comes Ruff. Stop and go dribble. Leaves it left side for Hutchison. Drives in. Hangs. Puts it up. No. Offensive rebound. And it's back up and good. Or no. Check that. Kirby Kerr.
Kirby Kerr off the bench. Doing a good job working hard in there. Getting it.
20-14. Foley on the penetration. Kick right corner. Three by Jenkins. An air ball. Burst had the rebound for a moment. Dives for it. Kept it alive. And Hutchison away with it. Lions in transition, pass left side, Ruff all the way in, layup no, put back up no, good, and a foul underneath. And against the Lions. On Cole Martin, that'll be his first team foul, number 5.
Boy, a lot of second chance opportunities right now for Linmar. They're doing a good job getting to the Coach McCowan's not happy about. Fact that they're getting offensive rebounds.
2:57 remaining first half. Linmar down by 6. Kennedy basketball. Diggins up top. Gets out of the double team. Drives. Picks it up top of the key. Over to Brewster. Ball fake and he's going to be called for traveling.
Yeah, he's moving his feet.
3 turnovers now for the Cougars.
I tell you, Kennedy's been stuck on 20 for a while now. They came out and they scored after one timeout that they had with Coach McCowan, said something, but they've been stuck there since.
Deer back into the game and a travel on Cole Martin as he picked up the pivot foot. Great defense by Malik Haynes.
Yeah, and there's no place for Martin to go with the ball out there. He's stuck behind two defenders.
Brewster getting some instructions from head coach John McCown. He'll bring it up. Brings the high ball screen. Little pick and roll. Can't do anything with it. Kicks it over to Deer. Back up top to Diggins behind the screen. Over comes to Brewster. Stop and go. Takes it inside. Jumper good. Just inside the arc. Might have got grabbed a little too.
That strength going up, finishing through that contact.
10 for Brewster. Kennedy up by 8, 22-14. Off the clear out. Hutchison on the drive. Takes it in. Hanks puts it up. No. Rebound try. No. Back tap. Picked up by Kennedy. They got a 3-on-2. Diggins stops. High arching pull-up from 15. Way short. And Kirby Kerr gets the loose change for the Lions. Under 2 to play in Linmar basketball with Ruff. Far hash mark right side, standing right hand dribble, directing traffic. Diggins playing off of him. Uses a high Kirby Kerr ball screen. Gets it over to Hutchison, drives on Deer all the way in. Finger roll good with a left hand.
Yeah, those long steps at the end chews up a lot of real estate for Hutchison.
Lions are hanging. 22-16. Brewster on the dribble drive and he was fouled. They just cleared it out again and split a double team.
Yeah. And going with fouls, that's what team, is that 16 foul?
Yep.
You got to remember, too, that Linmar's been doing this without Phillips, who is not going to play in this ball game because the injury, and Volvis has sat a lot of this game in foul trouble.
Yeah, he's only played about 2 or 3 minutes. Kennedy, the inbound. Next team foul by Linmar will put the Cougars in the bonus. Haynes, yo-yo dribble right side, gets it up to Jackson Foley with 1:14 to play. Golick coming left with it. Kennedy being patient on this trip. Low scoring game, a little more low scoring than I thought we'd have.
Especially the way the game started. Thought we were going to get a lot of points, and then the second quarter really slowed down.
Brewster to Diggins, far hash mark up top now. First, turns top of the circle, looking inside, instead goes right corner to Haynes. 43 seconds, pass out top, almost stolen by Cole Martin. It'll be ball out of bounds to the Cougars. Haynes to get it in and goes into the backcourt to Fuller.
I'm going to go for one, Scott, or is that too much time, do you think?
Yeah, I think it may be too much time. We'll see here. 34 seconds. Good feed down low. Brewster lost it, though. Picked it up in the corner, and he stepped out of bounds.
The problem was the second thought, throwing it into the post. He was there initially, then they waited. Then they threw it, and it led to the turnover.
Well, we'll see. Lindmar gets a three here. Lions can cut this to a one-possession game going into the half. Big possession here by both teams. Cole Martin over the timeline. Spinning up front, working on Haynes. Kennedy with only two team fouls, remember, as well. They got a few to give here. Rough, angles left with it. On the hand, he'll hand it off to Hutchison. Takes it left wing, down to 7 seconds. Double along the wing. Rough looking for help, threw it away. 3 seconds. Burst, looking help. Foley up ahead to Haynes. Pull up for three at the horn, and he got it. Big turn of events right there as Malik Haynes cans the three off the Lindmar turnover. Kennedy by 9 at the break. Halftime score, Cedar Rapids Kennedy 25 and the Lindmar Lions 16. And we'll come back, talk halftime with you from Lindmar. We'll do it after this 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball here at KGYM Sports.
Who has more fragrant skiffs, designer flair, and you smell amazing, what scent do you wear? Nobody but Stage.com, because we have all of the latest designer fragrances they're wishing for, like new Coach the Fragrance for her, scents from Dolce & Gabbana, Ralph Lauren, and Giorgio Armani, and must-have luxuries from Versace and Gucci. Plus, get a free 9-piece travel bag with $50 fragrance purchase while supplies last. Find giftspiration that makes good sense at Stage.com. Ship straight to your door or theirs. Exclusions apply.
Tis the season for picking the perfect Christmas tree. And right now you'll find the perfect fresh-cut tree conveniently located at the Home Depot. These farm-fresh trees are ready for you to wander through them and choose just the right one to bring the holidays home. They range from 5 to 10 feet tall, and they're ready to be lit, decorated, and have songs sung around them. Perfect. Fresh-cut Christmas trees. Ready right now at the Home Depot. More saving. More do it. Assortment varies by store. See store for details.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
The thought of cold weather is, well, chilling. But not as chilling as the feeling you get when your battery fails on the road on cold, dark nights. That's why AutoZone is your home for tough Duralast batteries. They're tested to perform in temperatures 40 below zero and engineered to deliver more power during startup. So no matter how cold it might get, the thought of having a proven tough Duralast battery can keep you warm. With our help, you can always fix your car with confidence. Hoods up, America.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Halftime from Lindmar, and our score at the break, Cedar Rapids Kennedy, the number 10 Cougars, 25, and the Lindmar Lions, 16. Scott Unash, Phil Dunn back with you. Big turn of events right there, Phil, in that last possession. Lindmar had a chance to cut it to three, but instead they turned the ball over. And what usually happens when you turn the ball over in that situation, the other team gets a big bucket at the buzzer.
And that was a six-point swing, potentially anyway, if you thought Lindmar had a chance at hitting a three down at the other end. But at least a three-point swing at the very least there in that. But we had just talked that Kennedy, early on you had to feel that they really were going to be, had to take a hold of this game. And Lindmar was hanging around, they could have scored right there in the half. In the half, it would have been down to a one-possession ball game. And a big turnaround, as you say, and that gives Kennedy leaves the floor feeling good about themselves. Linmar hanging their head a little bit going into the half.
Kennedy led by as many as 10 in that first half. Linmar did not lead in that first half of play in this one tonight. Let's take a look at the scoring here at halftime. First of all, for the Kennedy Cougars, Drake Brewster leading the way with 10 points, 5 field goals. 5 points for Derek Diggins on 2 field goals and a free throw. 3 apiece for Malik Haynes, a big 3 at the end of the first half, along with Kai Jenkins with a 3-pointer. Matt Burst with 2 and Isaiah Harris with 2 for the Cougars. For Linmar, balanced scoring, Trey Hutchison, Nolan Ruff, and Jack Gertson leading the way with 4 apiece. Kirby Kerr with 2, and Jacob Robertson with 2 as well. Turnovers, Linmar with 7 turnovers in the first half of play. 4 for the Kennedy Cougars. Right now, bench scoring is 8-5 in favor of Kennedy. And the first half shooting, Kennedy 11 of 27 in the first half, and that's about 40%. 2 out of 8 for the Cougars from three-point land for 25%. Kennedy 1 out of 1 at the free throw line. Linmar 8 of 29, so a very cold shooting, about 32-33% from the field, 0 for 10 from three-point land for the Lions in the first half of play. And I'll turn it over for the rebounding totals to you.
Now we're going to look at Linmar has a decided advantage here at the half. You're up plus 7 in this statistic, 21-14. They're getting a good effort all the way around. Trey Hutchison leading them with 5 rebounds. Kirby Kerr off the bench with 4. 3 rebounds apiece for Nolan Ruff as well as Nate Annis. 1 rebound for Cole Martin, Jacob Robertson, Dylan Hand, and Jack Gertson. 4 dead ball or team rebounds for the Lions. 9 offensive boards for Linmar. That's one thing that Coach Robertson's got to feel good about. Coach McCollin's chewing his kid's butt about right now, to keeping them off the glass. 12 defensive rebounds for Linmar, total of 21. For Cedar Rapids Kennedy, the individuals look like this. Matthew Burst with 5, all on the defensive end. Malik Haynes with 4 rebounds, 2 for Makai Jenkins, 1 apiece for Derek Diggins as well as Jackson Foley. 1 dead ball team rebound for the Cougars. Only 1 offensive rebound in the first half for Cedar Rapids Kennedy. 13 defensive, total of 14 for Kennedy. So one of the reasons why Linmar kept this thing where it was at was because they're doing a job on the boards, only giving Kennedy 1 second chance, and they've had 9 offensive rebounds in that first half of play.
So Kennedy leading at 25-16, and for the Cougars, Brewster and Diggins right now at 15 of Kennedy's 25. They've been really looking good. Derek Diggins with that explosive first step, and Diggins has done a good job getting loose on the interior as well and breaking double teams. For Linmar, they looked really good in that little 3 or 4 minute stretch when Jack Gertson was in there. Gave the Lions a little bit more height in there. Yeah, that's when Linmar caught up to what was a 10-point game to a 4-point game.
Yeah, it was. And I'll tell you the other thing too, Scott, is with Kirby Kerr in there, he's been doing some stuff. He came off the bench and gave him good minutes. And you know, it's a 9-point game right now. Big swing at the end of the half there, and it could have been down to a 1-possession game if things would have went right for Linmar. But if you're Chris Robertson, you got to be thinking, okay, we came out here with down 1 starter to begin with, injured, with Reese Phillips out, and Volvis really basically hasn't played at all in the back. Playing with a few minutes out there, one of the other starters. So you talk about the positives that you got going with your kids and say, let's be smart. You got to talk to Volvis about being smart. He's got to be aggressive yet, but he can't be doing anything silly to pick up his 4th foul right away where he's going to have to come over and be an assistant coach again. But you get him going early in this second half, that's going to help the Lions.
Linmar trailing Kennedy by 9 at 25-16 as the Cougars make their way back out onto the court here to start half number 2. More basketball coming up on Friday night for you on KGYM. We'll be right back here at Linmar for the opening night of Mississippi Valley Conference boys play. And it's actually going to be a doubleheader coming up on Friday night, as the Xavier Saints will be here to take on the Linmar Lions. Girls game will be on 107.5 FM. And the boys game will be on 1600 AM along with 107.5 FM. And see a few of the Xavier Saints up there at the taking in this game here tonight, since they are off tonight and will be playing the Linmar Lions coming up on Friday, doing a little advanced scouting.
That should be another good ball game, Scott, when you look at it on paper. Going. Got some good quality games early.
Yeah, and that'll be the first night of boys MVC play. Girls MVC play going on tonight as well. We've got halftime score, Iowa City West on top of the Kennedy girls, 31-21 at this point. And Marion is all over it. Independence at halftime, I believe that was 40-2. And Independence having a tough night against a very good Marion team. Well, we'll see what adjustments being made here in the second half. I think you don't do much different if you're Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Maybe make a few more shots. Linmar, I think they may need to get Trey Hutchison the ball a little bit more in that second half.
Yeah, and he's their explosive player. He's one of their playmakers that can make something happen off the bounce, off the dribble, going to the rim. Maybe get Kennedy, try to get some contact on those shots. Get to the free throw line. That Linmar didn't get to the free throw line much at all there in that first half of play. And Kennedy went through the first half pretty much unscathed as far as fouls go. So you want to kind of flip that around a little bit, see if you can put the pressure on Kennedy. Kennedy, I'm sure, is talking about trying to focus on doing a better job of keeping Linmar off the offensive glass. So that's got to be one of their priorities coming out here in this half.
Ready to go for half number two here from Linmar. As the Cougars in their huddle, Linmar will break theirs with Martin along with Bovis. He's got three fouls, remember. Also Ruff along with Kirby Kerr. He's going to start the second half for Linmar, and Trey Hutchison. For Kennedy, it'll be Foley, Diggins, Brewster, Burst, and Haynes. Kirby Kerr gave Linmar a little bit of a burst there at the end.
I did. I thought he did a nice job off the bench. He got some good bench play there.
Lions looking to get it in, and we're underway with half number two. As the Lions will go to the bucket to our right, Kennedy will start things off straight up man-to-man. Waving his way across the timeline, Cole Martin hands it off for Nolan Ruff. He'll be picked up by Matt Burst in the Kennedy man-to-man. Back comes Martin. Haynes playing off of him, up top to Hutchison. Turns between the circles, looking to go one-on-one. Drive and a jump pass to the corner to Martin. Right back it comes to Hutchison. Fakes, cut off, looking for some help. Forces up the shot, no, but he drew the foul on Brewster.
That's what you want to do. If you're Linmar, Hutchison started on the perimeter, he makes the pass. Then he cuts to the post, and post up, they find him back. He's patient, lets the defense kind of move, and then he makes his move, draws contact.
Actually going to get that on Haynes. So Brewster was straight up. Haynes came from behind, and the free throw good. First free throw of the night for Linmar.
Yeah. And not many free throws shot at all in that first half of basketball.
Linmar and Kennedy both just under 50% for the early season shooting, as Hutchison misses the second one. And having the ball touch him out of bounds was Brewster, and it's going to go to Linmar, an unforced Kennedy error.
Yep, they were both standing there, and that's the right call.
Yep, even though Brewster didn't have the ball, he was touching the player who had the ball, and he was on the baseline.
It was good effort by the Cougars. They both were there, and they're kind of fighting for it.
Backdoor pass tipped out of bounds by Haynes as the Lions try to get it to Kirby Kerr.
Well, baseline out of bounds set. Linmar doing a lot of flat 1-4 looks.
Ruff to Kerr, out of Hutchison. See if they clear it out for him. Going one-on-one on the drive. Cut off by Brewster, up top to Kerr. Fumbled it for a moment, now picks it back up. Lions working the bucket to our right. Hutchison, a couple jab steps. Now on the drive, takes it up strong, left it short, and a rebound to Haynes.
Haynes goes high to get that one.
Kennedy's got some leapers on this team.
They are athletic.
Foley over to Diggins. Nice drop-off pass underneath the Brewster. Reverse layup good.
They did that a couple times in the first half. You think they may go to that a little bit more. They have success when they do it.
Kennedy by 10. This ties their biggest lead. Cougars 27, Linmar 17. Ruff back to Kerr in the high post. Brewster playing off of him. Gets it over to Martin. Standing left-hand dribble. Now he comes left with it. Between the rings. Lions being patient. Now they kick it to the corner. Open three up and good. First three of the night. And it goes to Tyler Bobas.
Finds it on the far side after they move the ball side to side a couple times.
27-20. Diggins on the drive all the way in. Off balance. Good. Tough shot for Diggins.
Give him points for difficulty there. He would have had a four-point play.
29-27 now for Derek Diggins. Lions down nine. Off the ball screen. Martin pops a jumper. It's short. Rebound Linmar. Bobas turned down the shot. Gets it over to Kerr. His little pumper from the middle of the lane, no good. Out of bounds, and it'll go to Kennedy.
Finish. Hey.
Yeah, they're battling in there again, trying to get second chance opportunities.
Let's
see what Kennedy calls here down this time.
Cougars can take their biggest lead with a bucket here. Diggins circling right with it. Pull up 17-footer, no, and Hutchison high to get the rebound for Linmar.
They didn't score, but that was a two-man game with Brewster and Diggins up top. Brewster with the ball screen and Diggins.
Martin yo-yos the dribble between the rings. Gets over to Bovis. Drives in on Haynes. Leaves it for Hutchison. Fakes. Now puts up the turnaround 15-footer and curls it in.
Tough shot. That was defended pretty well, Scott. There was a guy right there, defender. He just went up over the top.
Seven for Hutchison. Penetrating Foley. Stripped on the way after the foul call, and he'll get two. Went coming off the screen at the top. And the foul going to be on Trey Hutchison. His second team foul number one. And Kennedy, they got to the free throw line 24 times up at Waller on opening night. This free throw up and good. First point for the junior, Jackson Foley.
Well, if he can convert here, it allows Kennedy to set their defense, whatever they want to do, changing it up on him. Second free throw is always an important one. It allows you to do what you want defensively.
Free throw up and good, right through. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union as Jacob Robertson in for Linmar. Kai Jenkins in for Kennedy. Nick Deere back in there for Kennedy as well. Full court pressure. Bobas, stutter dribble, doubled at the timeline, gets out of there to Hutchison, pass deflected, picked up by Kerr, tried to deliver it down low, tipped, intercepted by Deere.
Had the right idea, they had good spacing that time, but quick hands by Kennedy, forcing the deflection.
Turnover number eight, into the lane, Jenkins, kick outside, ball fake by Haynes, puts it on the floor, steps in, jumper no, rebound Bobas. 31-22, Kennedy by nine. Hook pass, stolen away by Foley. Tried for the save out of bounds, and it's going to stay with Linmar.
Near steal by Jackson Foley hustling. Secondary part of that play almost got the turnover.
Kennedy always in those passing lanes.
Stay down.
4:40 to play here in the third. Lions will set it up. Brewster playing on rough right now. Big height advantage there for Brewster. Lions working the weave up top. Robertson right side. Outside the arc, and now we have an offensive foul on Kerr.
They don't care about the matchup, Scott. They just, as far as how they match up defensively, they just go size-wise, doesn't make any difference.
Diggins back in along with Isaiah Harris for Kennedy. 4:27 remaining third quarter, and the Cougars in this low-scoring game up 31-22. Foley comes left off the high ball screen. Deere over into the corner. Harris back it comes to Kai Jenkins. They work the triangle right. Inside, turnaround up. Good by Diggins on a nice post move.
It was. Played through the contact that time and then still able to extend it up with a soft touch on the rim.
Biggest Kennedy lead of the game by 11. 33-22. Hutchison off the clear out. Goes one-on-one. Drives in and an offensive foul on Hutchison.
Goes hard. It goes hard to the rim, and that's Kennedy. Diggins takes the charge. And I thought he was maybe motioning and needed to come out because he went down hard out there.
Third on Trey Hutchison.
He's play on right now. They're going to leave him in.
Over the halfway mark of the game's third quarter. as Kennedy will bring Deer back in there. Gerster back in there for Linmar. Foley doubled left of the lane. Bounce down low, plays catch with Deer. Harris works it over to Diggins. Little stutter dribble. Stop and go move. Inside, spins, puts it up with the right hand and scores.
Tough move, difficult move. Might have got away with a little push off on the defender, but played through it and was able to finish.
They've been letting them get away with that all night. 35-22. 8-4 run, and before Chris Robertson could call a timeout, Kennedy comes up with a steal. Turnover number 10 on the Lions. Foley up top, weaving through traffic. No look pass over to Diggins. Pull up high Archer, in and out from 12. And the rebound to Linmar, and a foul. Diggins trying for the steal. His first, only the second on Kennedy. As coming in will be Malik Haynes along with Drake Brewster. And Dylan Hand will come in for the Lions. Linmar looking a little tired right now. A lot of hands on the hips.
Well, in the Kennedy pressure is paying dividends.
Foul on Haynes on a hand check on the inbound pass. His second personal team foul number 3.
Constant pressure wherever you go, and Kennedy's defending you. Wears on you over time.
Bovis playing with 3 fouls. Stutter dribble, now comes right all the way in, attacks and gets the layup with the right hand, and now Linmar will get the timeout.
That's a good explosive move by Bovis, knowing that the defender was a little bit late coming.
30-second timeout. We'll keep it here. 2:54 to play third quarter, and Linmar trailing by 11 as Kennedy leads at 35-24. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union here on KGYM. Again here tonight, thanks to Dan Hiller's Tom Shellstrom. We'll get to see Dan on Friday night as the Xavier Saints will be over here at Linmar to take on the Lions.
Well, that'll be fun to see the defending 3A champions coming back. And they had a surprising road loss against a very good team. I think some people were surprised by the margin of defeat for them there, but it'll be good to see Coach Lersman and the Saints go at these Lions.
35-24, and it'll be Kennedy ball after the timeout. Chris Robertson set some things up during that 30-second break. Cougar basketball, Derek Diggins. Brings it into the front court. Nick Deer back into the game for Kennedy. Kai Jenkins in there, along with Brewster and Haynes. Brewster up top of the key. High low pass inside. Diggins, nice spin move, layup good, count and a foul. Strong move by Diggins.
And he had the advantage over Nolan Ruff trying to defend. Shorter defender in there. Kennedy with a smart basketball play, finding him on the block and letting him go to work.
Diggins has 8 in the quarter and 13. There are not going to be a lot of 1-2 combinations in the state in 4A tougher than these two, as the free throw is short. 37-24, Kennedy by a Bakersfield. Bovis picks it up above the right elbow. Over to Gerster, spins right of the lane. Goes back door, nice catch, shot no good by Robertson, but a foul on Jenkins.
Jenkins coming from the backside that time. Got a lot of ball. They said he must have got some body underneath.
First on Jenkins, team foul number 4. And free throws coming up here for Jacob Robertson. Linmar was 6 out of 8 on opening night for the free throw line. So far they're 2 out of 3 here.
He's going to get some subs back in the ball game.
Burst for Deer. For the Kennedy Cougars. Great, Derek. Robertson with 1 more free throw. It's up and good.
Kennedy would get Foley in now. See what Linmar is going to do. If they're going to change things defensively, if they're going to try and show a little pressure. Nope, they're going to stay in half court.
Robertson's grown about 3 inches since his sophomore campaign, too.
Yes.
Got to ask Chris what they're feeding him. Foley, a bounce up top. They'll clear it out for Diggins. Puts it on the floor. Takes it left in the lane. Back it comes to Foley. They play catch with it. 2 minutes remaining here in quarter number 3. Foley on the hand back. feed on the bounce down low. Brewster going one-on-one, drives in, got doubled, had a shot blocked, and then trying to get it back, a foul on the Cougars.
And that was Gersten in there, those long arms, able to get that rebound and secure it.
And Matt Burst will pick up his first personal team foul, number 5 against Kennedy.
Kennedy new look, 2-1 here. Now they're going to match man out of it.
Pick him up at the three-quarter court. Across the timeline, over on the left side, Dylan Hand, stutter dribble, circling right with it, cross-court pass, and Burst going for the steal and got tangled up with the official, and then the ball tipped out of bounds, and it's going to go to Kennedy. That Matt Burst doesn't score a bunch, but man, you don't want him defending you.
Works hard. Everything he does, plays extremely hard.
Chris Robertson's going to come in with Trey Hutchison at the next break.
You know, you're down 11. It's probably not a bad decision here.
Brewster holding it, hands it off to Foley, top of the circle. Diggins on the ball fake. He'll drive left all the way down the lane. Great drop off pass. Brewster had a block, got it back and scores. Blocked from behind by Bovis.
Good hands from him. With a good effort off the ball to get that block.
39-26, and we got a hold away from the ball on Kennedy.
Hey, just get your hands up. Yep, hands up.
You can get it on Kyle. His second.
I'm trying to match up with Gersten in the interior.
As Kennedy, with their 16th foul, Lindmar will be shooting from here on in. Cougars, high water mark right now. They're up 13, 39-26. Under a minute to play here in the third quarter. High lob, stolen away by Diggins. With the breakaway all the way down, he throws it down with two hands.
The run out, the dunk.
41-26. Diggins with the dunk. 43 seconds. Robertson, back it comes to Bovis. He'll pop the three and hits right of the circle.
Yeah, gets it back. That was a big play for Lindmar. They needed a good possession now. Kennedy go for one with under 30 seconds left.
Bovis with 8 all in the quarter. Foley with the closely guarded count on. Now takes it off, 20 seconds to play. Starts to drive, makes it above the left free throw line. Bounce to Diggins. Diggins down the lane, poked away from behind by the double team and picked up out of there by Gersten. Steal by Lindmar. Cross lane pass picked up by Hutchison. Trying to back his way in. Pass stolen away. 3 seconds to play. Haynes, 2 seconds. He'll take it down and he'll get the layup at the horn.
Well, they finished the third quarter kind of like they finished the second quarter where they're able to get a bucket right at the end.
After three, Cedar Rapids Kennedy on top, 43-29 over the Lindmar Lions. Back at the fourth quarter in a minute. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on KGYM.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
Back with you here at the Lindmar Gym as we get ready for quarter number 4. And Kennedy with their biggest lead of the night at 14. Cougars lead at 43-29. Scott Unashville done with you. Kennedy ball to start the fourth quarter. Jackson Foley. As they go to the bucket to our left. Diggins pull up higher. Back iron, no. And the rebound to Jack Gersten. And then he threw it away. Picked up by Brewster on the turnover. Shovels it over to Haynes for three. In and out, no. Diggins tried to keep it alive, and the rebound to Lindmar. Bovis in there along with Ruff, Gersten, Hutchison, and Robertson for the Lions. We'll set the Kennedy lineup for a moment. Bovis goes crossover, kick to the corner, rough for three, strong with it, no good. Deep kicker out to Lindmar. Bovis on the drive, and a blocking foul called on Jackson Foley.
Tyler Bovis has come to life here. He got a chance to play here now in the second half, but scored some points. He's been on the offensive glass and defensive boards as well for Lindmar.
As it'll be two shots coming up. Lindmar's in the bonus now. And the first one flipped up and swished through. Yeah, Bovis got into foul trouble early on, and that did not help Lindmar's cause.
No.
Hutchison, Bovis, Annis coming back in, Robertson, and Ruff for Lindmar. Second free throw also good. That's 10 now for Bovis all in the half. Kennedy with Foley, Burst, Malik Keynes, Nick Deere, and Isaiah Harris. So a little smaller lineup for Kennedy. Foley all the way in, layup, no good. And the rebound out of there to Annis.
Went in the land of the Giants that time, almost got it to go.
Minute into quarter number four, now inside, a hold.
Hey, get your hands off!
Gonna be called on Harris. And that's gonna be the 1-1. Eight, I think it's going to be Annis going to the line. Nate Annis, you talked about all the ties between Kennedy and Lindmar, and his dad, a teacher at Kennedy, and the cross-country coach at Kennedy. Brian Annis.
And gets the first free throw to go.
Has one more. 43-32. Second one on the way, and it's no good. And a rebound kept alive by Hutchison, but chased down by Kennedy.
Isaiah Harris snagging that board.
Foley up the far sideline. Couple crossover dribbles, starts to drive, comes off the high ball screen. Into the corner to Haynes, who almost lost it. Burst fakes the three. Kennedy may be a little more selective here. Foley coming off the high ball screen as the Cougars work the weave up top. Haynes over to Burst. Annis on him. Ball fake. Drive all the way in and finishes with the layup of the right hand.
And that shot fake that time. Get the defender just to come up out of a stance a little bit. Then he knows he has him going to his left.
45-32. Kennedy by 13.
Hand up.
Hand back to Bovis. Comes right with a stutter dribble. No look pass inside. Stolen away. Good hands by Jackson Foley. Two on one. Bounce pass right side to Harris. Floater good.
Good finish. Foley coming from the backside to get the steal on the run out, get with a good assist.
Hey, Foley's really improved since last year. Done a nice job. Pass to the wing, kicked out of bounds. There's Burst again.
He's always there. Good efforts.
47-32, Kennedy on top. Hasn't really been a big run. The Cougars just steadily pulling away.
Yeah, just kind of chipping away at it, chipping away at it. It starts at the defensive end.
Under six to play in the ball game. Hutchison has it. Pashmark hands it off to Ruff. Spins in the center circle. Lions working that perimeter. Hutchison hands it off to Bovis. Burst will pick him up. Long bounce pass right side and a 3-second violation on Lindmar. Our first of the year, Phil.
Yeah, we're going to get one of those somewhere along the line.
15 Lindmar turnovers.
You know, we know Dubuque Wallard had 25 against Kennedy in their opening game.
47-32. You think Kennedy becomes more deliberate now? I say that. Haynes takes it all the way in and is on the layup attempt.
Trying to get the contact that time. And he was successful. He got it up there and he's going to get two free throw opportunities.
Fourth on Bovis. But you really have to keep him in there right now after Chris Robertson. Throw dances and falls for Malik Haynes. 6 points in the ball game. Bovis will come out. Cole Martin back in for Lindmar.
Right long, maybe. And quick little blow, let him recuperate it and then get going again.
Second one, up and good. Haynes and Kennedy well from the free throw line tonight. 49-32, 17 point Cougar lead. At Lindmar. Non-conference game, keep that in mind. Martin, stutter dribble coming left, picked up by Brewster, is back into the game. Looking for some help. Long pass over in the corner. Ruff drops it inside to Anna. Spin move. Went baseline. Lost out of bounds. Last touch by Kennedy.
Kennedy giving good help from the backside that time to knock it loose.
All right, Jenkins will come in. And and coming out of there will be Matt Burst. 49-32. Lynn Marr looking to get it in. And he'll have to lob it out deep, picked up by Martin. Robertson plays catching the perimeter. Martin up top to Hutchison. Jenkins playing off him. Crossover dribble, a drive, kick to the corner. Martin for three, no. And the cold shooting for the Lions continues from deep.
And Nick Deere high with that defensive board.
Kennedy with the ball and the big 17-point lead. Diggins bounces it right side. Haynes to the cutter. Jenkins right of the lane, picks it up, spinning, hands it back to Brewster now. As the Cougars work a little clock. Jenkins above the right elbow. Putting on the floor, Diggins, little shake and bake move. Comes right with it, doubled out front, looking for some help. Gets it out of there now with 4:20 to play. Back up top, and Jenkins going to be called for the travel.
Shot fake as he went up into it, shuffled his pivot feet.
Seventh turnover, Dylan Hand back in for Lynn Marr. And here comes Bobas back in with the four fouls.
Oh, it's going to be a call. Luckily, he looked at Trey Hutchison with the call to see if they brought a special to him.
Kennedy's done a nice job at Hutchison. Almost a steal in the cross-court pass. Penetration, kick to the corner, three up, no good. Rebound, kept alive, loose, picked up by Kennedy, and a grab on Martin, who probably stopped an easy Kennedy bucket.
Kai Jenkins up there getting that rebound. He battles in the glass. Doesn't have a whole lot of size in there, but he goes after the ball.
Tell you, there's some high flyers here in these two teams. Diggins coming out. Cougars go to the bench and bring Drake Brewster back in there along with Malik Haynes. Over the halfway mark, game's fourth quarter, and Kennedy, they've led the whole way up by 17. Foley left side, Haynes pops for three and connects.
Just a little down screen that time, freeing up a shooter, catch and shoot.
Kennedy by 20, 52-32, 9-3 run right now by the Cougars. With 3:35 to play, Hutchison going one-on-one, and the runner good, and a timeout by Lynn Marr. Nine for Hutchison, and this will be a full timeout, so we'll take one as well. 3:32 to play the ball game. It's Kennedy on top of Lynn Marr, 52-34. Back in a minute, you're listening to High School Basketball from KGYM. Napa Know
How. This winter, millions of drivers will mutter disparaging words under their breath and shake their fists in the air due to dead car batteries. Luckily, there's Napa, with a wide range of batteries at a wide range of prices to fit any budget, including the always reliable Napa Legend battery. So, the only thing that gets heated up this winter is your car, right after it starts up on the first try. That's Napa know-how. Napa know-how.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clicksafety.grainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
We are back here at the Lynn Marr gym. Lynn Marr, a little full court pressure, working on some things here. Down by 18, and we've got a kick ball at the center line. And we'll stay with the Cougars. 3:28 to play in the game. We'll talk with the winning coach coming up at the conclusion of this one. Foley in front court, picked up by Martin. Nice bounce down low, back door, no, Deere missed the layup, put back no good. Deere had a great look, just came up a little bit short. Spin move down low, rough off the glass, good.
Sure looked like they were gonna get an easy one there, and it just left a little bit short.
The extra pass there by the Cougars. Deere tried to go crossover, lost it, and picked up by Brewster. Under three to play, 52-36, Kennedy on top. By 16. Foley running from the show. Pass to the sideline is kicked out of bounds. And it will stay with the Cougars. Matt Burst will come in. Derek Diggins will also come in for Kennedy.
Kennedy still running the subs in and out, trying to keep fresh bodies on the floor.
Cougars get into the backcourt to Foley. Cole Martin on him, brings it up with the power dribble. Perimeter offense right now, and Diggins on the drive, and before the shot, timeout Kennedy. And it will be a 30-second timeout. We will be back coming up for the final 2:38 in just a moment. Kennedy on top, 52-36, back after this 30-second break on KGYN.
Malpractice is a medical term, right? Actually, it's not. It's a plumber's word, a daycare in your home word. It means whatever you do for a living, if it goes wrong for somebody else, it can cost you big dollars. Luckily, professional liability insurance can save your bacon. And at Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person who will make it simple to get. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com. Skogman Carlson Insurance, supported by Integrity Insurance.
We are back for the final 2:38 from the Lindmar Gym. Kennedy on top. They led the whole way. High lob pass. Nice catch. Brewster turns, puts it up. Rimming good. It'll count the foul. Beautiful inbound play on the isolation to the 6'6 senior.
Yeah, they just find him in there in a little mismatch, and they go right to the scoring opportunity where it presented itself. Good execution coming out of the break.
Kennedy back up 18, looking to make it 19. Brewster puts it up, short. Barely caught the iron. 54-36. Both these teams 1-0 coming into tonight's contest. Backdoor bounce, broken up by Haynes, stolen away by Diggins. 17 Lindmar turnovers now.
Now you see what they're going to do, Scott, if they're going to just be real selective, make Lindmar chase or what?
Foley knocked away momentarily, and a foul on the spin move as Cole Martin gets his third foul. Team foul number 8.
Foley's going to be in the bonus here, 1-1.
2 points tonight, both from the free throw line. And Foley, who played last year as a sophomore, starting this year as a junior for the Cougars. Great throw on the way and good. Dependable ball handler, good free throw shooter, and that's what you want from your point guard at the end of games.
Heady player, doesn't make mistakes out there. Knows where he's supposed to be and where his teammates are supposed to be.
Got them both, 56-36. Kennedy by 20 again, that ties their high water mark. Vovis in the front court, goes crossover, starts to drive, leaves it for Hand. 2 minutes to play, Vovis all the way in, high arching scoop layup, no, and a rebound to Brewster. Outlet, Diggins gets it up quickly, shovels it ahead to Burst, who'll get the layup. And Kennedy by 22. They've been impressive tonight, and then Haynes picks the pocket of Martin, comes up with a steal, and gets the layup.
Keeps it going out there.
And a timeout going to be taken here by Lindmar. We'll keep it here for this one. As Kennedy is going to go to the bench here for the final couple of minutes.
Yeah, they're going to get at least 4 new guys in, coming in right now.
A.J. Davis will come in for the Cougars. Also, Caleb Carlson will come in for Kennedy. Number 31.
And now it's going to be Lindmar, I don't think, brought anybody in off the bench. I think they're going to keep their kids out there right now.
See who else is in there for Kennedy. Duncan Schulte-Johns is in there for the Cougars. Ryan King coming into the game for Kennedy. Jake Olenzak is in there for the Cougars. And mentioned Davis in there for Kennedy. Lindmar is going to keep their 5 folks in there. Off the drive, baseline, kick out top. Open 3, Vovis on the way, good. Ring it up for Vovis, his third triple of the game. 60-39. Little pressure applied by the Lions, and ball tipped out of bounds.
And he's been, Volvis has been one of the players that's been bright spot for the Lions here in the second half.
Aaron Pistolka will come into the Linmar lineup. A little bit of full court pressure, Linmar working on. Long up court pass, nice catch by King against the layup.
Well, throwing it ahead over the top of the pressure.
Ryan King with the layup there, 62-39. Minute five to go. Ball fake, drive, Hutchinson double pumper, and he was fouled. Caleb Carlson on the foul. Team foul number nine, and a couple free throws for Trey Hutchinson, who will be looking for double figures. It's on the way and short, no good. Well, the Lions, it's going to be a maturation process for this Linmar team. No Bohannon, no Printy, no Brandt. That group of a year ago, the Murphys and people like that.
It's going to be a little bit different. A lot of inexperienced players. Kennedy did a really good job exploiting that tonight with their defensive pressure.
A steal, and Dylan Hand with a layup, his first points. Pressure in the backcourt. 48 seconds to play. Ball tipped from behind. Loose, picked up by King. He'll take it all the way in, and a chance at the three-point play. Mr. King.
Second basket. Got a chance at a free throw now.
Crowd loves it. Jacob Robertson will pick up the foul. Ryan King to the line. 64-42, and King's free throw is no good. 42 seconds to play. Kennedy's going to get the win. Pull up for three for Hand from the right wing. No. Rebound underneath the tie ball. As Olin Zach was in there. Just in case Grandpa Denny is in Decora listening. It'll be Linmar ball off the out-of-bounds play. Hand, a jump pass down low into the double team. Kick outside. Pistolka's three won't go. They fight for it in the weak side. Loose underneath, picked up by Linmar. And Hutchinson fouled on the putback.
Shoot two free throws here now, too, as well. Backside rebounding that time.
Ryan King gets a foul and two buckets. 64-42. Hutchinson back to the line with 25 seconds remaining. Hits the first of two. Andrew Basquin in now for Kennedy. Free throws are good for Hutchinson. He's got 12, 64-44, beating everybody back, and the layup good for Davis.
Pass ahead, too. It comes in the ball game, makes something happen.
66-44, 12 seconds to play. Hand on the dribble drive, kick outside, open three on the way, and it's good by Martin. But too little, too late. 3 seconds to play, inbound, and a foul with 2 seconds to go. And Hutchinson's going to foul out. And King to the line for two.
He likes that. He likes getting to the free throw line.
12-point night for Trey Hutchinson, the 6'5 sophomore. As Kirby Kerr will come in for the final couple seconds. And King with two free throws. Kennedy will go to 2-0 in the year. Two road wins. And the free throw splashed right through for Ryan King.
Two places not easy to win at either, Dubuque Ballard
right.
And Linmar.
Second one up, got the roll. King with a 6-point night. Inbound, three-quarter court, and that will do it. Kennedy with an impressive 68-47 win on the road tonight here at Linmar. We'll come back to talk about it on the postgame show. After this 2-minute timeout, you're listening to Boys High School Basketball, presented by First Federal Credit Union on KGYM Sports.
As a pro, every job matters. And I know that I could always trust Lowe's to help me get the job done right. With brands I can count on like Bostitch, I spend less time shopping around and more time getting the work done.
Right now at Lowe's, pro customers can get 15% off all BossStitch SmartPoint pneumatic nailers. Visit the Pro Desk in-store or lowesforpros.com for details. Valid December 5th through December 12th, U.S. only.
The relentless pursuit of perfection, the commitment to precision and accuracy, the quest for constant innovation. For over 160 years, Tissot has always delivered by providing Swiss quality and reliability. To shop from a premier selection of Tissot men's and women's stylish watches, visit Benbridge Jeweler. Give a gift with meaning, the gift of time, with a Tissot watch from Benbridge Jeweler, wrapped in an exclusive Benny Bear. To find the perfect Tissot timepiece, visit your local Benbridge Jeweler or shop online at benbridge.com.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, until you get caught in the hustle and bustle. Fortunately, no one makes it easier to find unforgettable gifts than Helzberg Diamonds. And right now, we'll also give you the new Xbox One S Minecraft bundle with your purchase of $999 or more. A $299 value, yours while supplies last. It's the season of giving, so give yourself a break at Helzberg Diamonds. Here's to love.
During the holidays, identity thieves are thankful you shop online, book travel online, and use free public Wi-Fi, because those activities can expose your personal information, which could lead to identity theft. Thankfully, there's LifeLock. We use proprietary technology to detect a wide range of identity threats. Of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but if there's a problem, LifeLock's U.S.-based specialists will work to fix it. Get 15% off through December 31st. Join at LifeLock.com and use promo code MIKE15.
Back with you here from the Linmar Gym, Scott Unash, Phil Dunn with you as the Kennedy Cougars defeat the Linmar Lions tonight, 68-47 to run their record to 2-0 on the year. Linmar falls to 1-1 on the year, and we'll give you the final totals coming up here just a moment. Have a talk with head coach John McCowan as well. We knew Kennedy had the experience coming into this one tonight, Phil. Really impressed with the way the Kennedy played defense, their ball movement, and Diggins and Brewster were terrific.
Yeah, they were, and there were a handful, especially in that third period of play. Diggins really came on strong and taking the ball to the basket with authority. Very explosive, quick first step. And once he gets by people, he just has another gear. It seems like he explodes again up to the rim, to the backboard area. Very difficult to guard those two. Rotating a lot of kids in. Great effort out there. As you mentioned, on the defensive end for Kennedy, created a lot of turnovers for Linmar, made it rough for them to get any kind of rhythm on the defensive end. And I tell you what, too, Scott, when you bring people in like Makai Jenkins off the bench, he plays with tremendous effort and heart. Nick Deere, those are good athletes. They come in and they can add something to the ball game, and they're not just kind of holding minutes out there. They're taking it, and they're just wearing on you defensively, and over time that all adds up, and you get those spurts in the second half like they had.
Kennedy wins it 68-47. Final scoring looks like this for the victorious Kennedy Cougars tonight. They had three in double figures, led by Drake Brewster with the team in game high 16 points tonight. Very steady all-around game. Had eight field goals and his 16, 10 in the first half, 6 points in half number two. Derek Diggins right behind with 15 points. He had seven field goals, including a pretty big dunk and a free throw for 15. Malik Haynes had 12, an even dozen tonight for the Cougars. 6 points for Ryan King off the bench. Matt Burst had six tonight, but really did a nice job defensively. 4 points apiece for Isaiah Harris and for Jackson Foley. Foley's all from the free throw line. Kai Jenkins had three, and Davis with two for the Cougars. For Linmar, two in double figures tonight. They were led by Tyler Vovis with 13. He got early foul trouble in the game, had to sit out a majority of that first half, ended up with a total of 13 points tonight. 12 points for Trey Hutchison, eight of those coming in the second half. Six for Nolan Ruff. Jack Gersten had four. Jake Robertson had four. Cole Martin with a three-pointer there at the end with three. Dylan Hand had two, and Kirby Kerr had two for the Lions. Unofficial turnovers, Linmar with 17 and Kennedy with eight. And the free throws, both teams, 9 out of 12, 75%. Kennedy 9 out of 12, Linmar 9 out of 12. Lindmar had one more three-pointer than Kennedy did. Lions had four. Cougars had three. But you take a look at the made two-point field goals, 25 to 13. Kennedy with that edge right there. Bench scoring tonight. Lindmar off the bench with a total of 12 points, and Kennedy off the bench with a total of 15. How about the turnover totals, or the rebounding totals?
No, it was 39-22, and that was Lindmar. That's one area Lindmar dominated the ball game in. Plus 17 in the rebounding category. We'll look at the Kennedy Cougars individual scores for or individual rebounds first. Matthew Burst and Malik Ains each leading the Cougars with 5 rebounds. Makai Johnson off the bench with 4. 2 for Drake Brewster. 1 apiece for Derek Diggins, Jackson Foley, Nick Deer, as well as Isaiah Harris. Only 3 offensive rebounds for the Cougars. 19 defensive, a total of 22 for Kennedy. For the Lindmar Lions, Trey Hutchinson leads away with 9. 5 rebounds for Tyler Volvis. 4 for Kirby Kerr off the bench, as well as Nate Annis. 3 rebounds apiece for Nolan Ruff, Jacob Robertson, and Jack Gertson. 2 rebounds for Dylan Hand, and chipping in with 1 is Cole Martin. 13 offensive, 26 defensive, a total of 39 for the Lindmar Lions.
So Kennedy wins this one tonight by a score of 68-47, and head coach John McCowan joining us here after this one. And tell you what, you got to have a smile on your face. 2-0. I know they're not in conference, but going to Dubuque-Willard, going to Lindmar, two of the toughest places in this league to get victories, and you guys come away 2-0.
Yeah, it was very nice to our newcomers setting up the schedule this way this year, but they've grown up a lot. You know, it's easy to play at home. It's easier to play at home. It's never easy to play in this conference, but we went to two really tough places to play and withstood a lot of runs. And, you know, I was happy with our composure for the most part tonight. You know, mentally we had some lapses, and that happens with high school kids. It happens with, you know, college kids too. But that's something we got to work on and continue to grind away at.
I thought the intensity from the very start was good, both on the offensive side, but especially I think on the defensive side. You got into passing lanes, you tipped passes, you tipped balls, you went for loose balls, and did a really good job. You got Bovis in early foul trouble for Lindmar, and that was a big thing.
Yeah, you know, our kids are playing the right speed right now. We had a great off season, and, you know, individually they got better every day. Drake Brewster just absolutely led every one of these guys and made sure they were in the gym and practicing and doing it the right way. Not just when we were in there as a team, but individually also. And it's showing now. You know, when you work at something and you practice it, you can become good. And these guys are putting in a ton of time. So, you know, from inside the program, we're not surprised. You know, this is kind of what we expected right now.
Pretty good two-man game with Brewster and with Derek Diggins at times, and they really know they work well together. That pick and roll worked well, and then you were cutting Drake on that wing, and that got you a couple easy buckets.
Yeah, you know, when you can explode off that ball screen and you're a threat coming off the ball screen, it's really tough to guard. And, you know, we had some open-sided ball screens and some really good action backside, because they snuck over a couple times and we hit Malik on the backside and got some good three-point looks for him too. But yeah, Derek and Drake play so well off of each other and make their teammates better. And, you know, when you're catching and finishing with a good pass, you know, at 2 to 4 feet, you look pretty good.
Pressure seems to be the name of the game on defense, no matter what you're doing defensively. You know, you talked about it a little bit, but on-ball pressure is always a constant, it seems like, and it makes it very difficult for an offense to get into a rhythm. Plus, over time, it just wears on you.
Yeah, you know, we have 6 or 7 guys on this team that can really defend on the ball. And if you can give, nobody likes to play against that. So, you know, we want to do it, and we do a pretty good job of it. And we can switch different guys. Malik doesn't trade off very often. He likes being on the ball all the time. But that's a good problem. It's a good problem to have. But the guys are really starting to, we played much better off the ball tonight and got some steals for some fast breaks. And the kids took to, you know, watching film and, you know, a couple of their out-of-bounds sets. You know, we got some transition buckets out of just watching that. And their, you know, their handoff and their rub screen action didn't really hurt us too bad tonight, because kids worked hard on it in practice last night.
I think the experience factor, you can't say enough about that. Lindmar basically had two guys out here that played some minutes last year. Good talent, but they just don't have the varsity experience. And you can tell with Diggins and Brewster and Foley and Haynes and Burst, I mean, your top seven basically got a lot of minutes last year.
Yeah, and Nick Deer did too. And not only that, but, you know, we're deep enough this year that we push each other in practice. Our practices are really good, and the guys continue to comment to classify the second team guys to, thanks for what you're doing in practice, because the games are easy. You know, the game speed is the right speed because we're doing it the right way in practice right now. Linmar's going to get a lot better. You know, they got some really good players over there, and from sophomore to varsity, it's a big speed jump, it's a big physicality jump, and they're a good basketball club that will learn how to finish around the hoop and learn how to make a few more three-point shots with pressure. So at our place, it'll be a different game. We get to play them twice, so we'll see.
Well, you get to play conference game with the conference team now Friday with Jeff. You'll get to see that 1-3-1, and a lot of athletes. Not a lot of hype, but a lot of athletes for the Jayhawks.
Yeah, the 1-3-1's tough. We play it a little bit. We play two possessions of it tonight, so, you know, at least we can give ourselves a little bit of a look. And it'll be something. I'm glad we have 2 days of prep, you know, because it's different. You guard the passing lanes instead of guarding the hoop, so you got to stay patient, you know, and sometimes it takes one extra pass, but we look forward to another challenge Friday.
And a doubleheader, which is always a different type of atmosphere.
It is. That makes it a lot of fun. Crowd's a little bit bigger. We get to hang out and have that community spirit with the girls and watch them and cheer them on. So it'll be a fun Thursday and Friday at Kennedy.
All right. Well, John, congratulations. Good job. And we'll see you next week, I believe.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
All right. John McCown, head coach Kennedy Cougars, as they win it tonight 68-47 in this one here over the Linmar Lions. We welcome in everybody on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. The City High girls roll on 77-47 over Cedar Rapids Prairie tonight. A Prairie team that gave Marion everything they wanted last Saturday afternoon. But here tonight, Phil, the inexperienced Linmar Lions, no Bohannon, no Printy, no Brandt, no Murphy, the rest of that senior group that graduated a year ago and went out the doors. And it showed a little bit against the Kennedy pressure. Kennedy caused 25 turnovers on opening night up at Dubuque-Wallert. And tonight they caused 17 turnovers against a Linmar team that usually doesn't see double figures in turnovers.
No, and then without Reese Phillips, too.
Yeah.
Not being out there on the floor. And, Kennedy played a good game. Coach talked about it. Game speed. They had good game speed. They really were. Early in the game, you could notice that the offensively especially, I really thought they were cutting well. They were passing the ball well. They're going hard on every single possession. And when you do that over time, usually good things happen to you.
Derek Diggins and Drake Brewster are a terrific 1-2 punch, but then you can't concentrate on them because Malik Haynes can hit that outside jumper. The Kennedy bench can beat you. Jackson Foley can beat you off the dribble. It's just a really, really experienced and a good Kennedy team that deserves to be in the top 10 probably at this point.
Yeah, and he talked about how Linmar is going to just keep getting better. You know, Coach McCowan did when we talked to him here a little bit. Cougars are too. I mean, there's a lot of things. You're in game two already, but you're going to continue to get better. You're going to be a little bit sharper in what you do offensively. You're going to tweak things on defense, etc. So, there's improvement there, and it'll be scary to see, Scott, as these guys progress. Nobody's going to want to play against these guys because, like he said, nobody likes to play against pressure defense, and they really get out after you, and they force you out of your comfort zone on the offensive end.
So the Cougars go to 2-0. They win it tonight here at Linmar as the Lions drop to 1-1. Again, a non-conference game tonight between conference teams, and they will meet again coming up in 2017. That one will be played over at Kennedy High School for the rematch between these two. We are back at it on Friday nights. We're right back here at Linmar, and that will be a doubleheader, girl-boy doubleheader, as the Xavier Saints will take on the Linmar Lions. Girls game at 5:50. That'll be on 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids. Boys game on both 1600 and 107.5 FM. Chance for us to see the defending 3A champions, the Xavier Saints, for the first time this year.
We're looking forward to that one, Scott. That should be a fun ball game.
Both should be very good.
Yeah, they should. They should be probably going to have a a really good crowd on a Friday night.
I would imagine that will be the case. And then on 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, it'll be Alex Kuhn and Eric Peterson. They will be at Solon for the boys' WOMAC conference game between the Solon Spartans and Western Dubuque. Coach Garrity will bring the Bobcats down, and that will be at 7:30 coming up on Friday night. Phil, we will see you on Friday, and take care of the next couple days. Stay warm.
Sounds good, Scott.
Big thanks to Dave Brown here, the athletic director at Linmar High School, for all his help. And thanks to Zach Johnson back in the studio. Thanks to Jeff Downing as well. Do appreciate it. Big thanks to all our sports-minded boosters as well for helping out with high school basketball here on KGYM. For Phil Dunn, Scott Unash saying so long from Linmar. And the final score here tonight in Class 4A boys basketball, number 10, Cedar Rapids Kennedy over the Linmar Lions, the Cougars 68 and the Linmar Lions 47. You've been listening to a sports presentation of KGYM. And so long from the north side of Marion.